You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
You heard it from the Ramones, and they said Sheena is a punk rocker. Maybe not a punk rocker, but certainly a rocker of note. She's in the studio with us. Her name is Odette Butcher.
I was just about to say, I enjoy moshing, but I...
Moshing? Not so, what the hell is moshing?
Headbanging. That's quite cool.
You like headbanging?
Yes. Well, I used to when I was young.
When you were young?
Yes.
Of course, you just told me you're old now.
Yes, we were talking about our eyesight and how it's gotten worse.
Yeah, the thing about your old is I was already finished school before you were born.
Oh, wow. Maybe I don't feel so bad now.
I'm sure you don't.
But you're a unicorn. You'll be young forever.
I hope so.
You will
I
be.
Hope so. So how are you?
I am well.
Hey, did you go out and vote on Monday?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And that's good.
Yes, I did. I'm okay. Really proud.
So you're one of the few?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
But we got, I think it was a 62%.
Did we?
Win, didn't we?
Well, it depends on who we is.
Exactly.
Mean, you're making an assumption there, aren't you?
Exactly. It was all worth it. We need to go and vote, all of us.
We did.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. But there's a low turnout, and the low turnout is...
Concerning.
Well, I don't know that it's that concerning. I must be honest with you. It's not concerning for the country. It's concerning for the ANC because ANC people tend not to vote for somebody else. It's a kind of way that we're brought up. It's like Manchester United supporters. If they're not happy with Manchester United, they won't pitch up at the ground. You understand? But they won't go to watch Liverpool or support Liverpool. They won't
do
that.
For sure.
Exactly. ANC voters are exactly the same. When they're disillusioned with the ANC, they just don't pitch up to vote. It's not that they vote for somebody else, it's just that they don't pitch up.
They just don't vote.
Correct. And that's a message. That's the way they send the message, and rightfully so. This happened in the last municipal elections as well.
Oh, wow. I can't remember that.
Where they were disillusioned about it, and then come general election, things change around, but it gives the... You know, an ANC, the sort of read on how the people feel about them. And right now they're feeling worse about them than they ever have because they've never had this low a percentage in the polls. And they're going to struggle. There's going to be a lot of coalition politics going on, which is, I don't know whether it's a good or bad thing, depending, of course, on the coalition. But if you look at the Nelson Mandela Bay fiasco after the last local elections, it doesn't bode well for the person who's waiting for service delivery. So I'd be interested to see how it plays out over the next couple of weeks. Certainly, we don't have that kind of problem in the Western Cape because the DA do have that significant majority.
That hold.
And the ANC come in. I mean, they really, and also RANs as far as political clout in this province and certainly in the Cape Metropole. So we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting to watch who's going to get into bed with who.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be musical politicians for the next couple of weeks.
There were so many different parties.
I was
getting a bit confused.
Well, the thing about that is I don't think that's a bad thing. I really don't think that's a bad thing. I think that from a political landscape point of view, particularly in a local government election, the more smaller parties there are, the better it is for those areas where they have influence. So Kannaland, for instance, that party did very, very well. But they only did well in the area where they are.
Yes.
So they're not on a national platform. They're literally only working in a particular area for the service delivery of the people who live in that area.
Okay.
And I think it makes it a whole lot better. So the more that they are versus the bigger parties, I think the better. I'm not so sure that works too well on a national election, but certainly from a local government election, it's nice to have the choice. And a lot of those parties that you saw on the ballot are parties that are not going to affect your ward too much. I mean, it's all about wards and it's all about local councillors and representation, which the more I'm quite happy with the smaller parties. I think that I'm just sad that some of the smaller parties didn't do better.
Yes.
Because those people may just have the skills. And some of them, are going to be in a position where they're going to be able to force the hand of the bigger parties because they're going to be kingmakers in some of the municipalities. So it's a municipality by municipality thing, and I think the more parties that there are involved, local parties, the better.
Yes.
So, yeah, but I also looked at that ballot and I thought, don't recognize much of this. I knew who I wanted to vote for and how I wanted to vote, and I knew what to look for, but I didn't look past identifying that.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, we'll see what the outcome is. The counting's been rather slow. I think Janet reported that they're over 90% counted. But there's still areas that, it's certainly areas in the Western Cape where there's still no reading. And the thing that you can't see at the moment on the IEC platform, which I don't think is very good, is who's got how many seats in what metros. All of that stuff's still to come. So time will tell. Time will tell. All right, so now you're nodding at me like, shut up and let me get on with what I came here to talk to you about.
No, I was thinking to myself that today's conversation actually lends in well with what you've just been chatting about, in that it's all about customer reviews.
Mm.
And that really is the opportunity when we go to vote. Mm. It's either by voting or not voting, you are reviewing
either way
a party by not being there or being there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a form of a customer review and just how important it is in business.
And how important it is to take it seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Mm. So today's chat, I've broken up into three areas. Reasons why customer reviews are important. How important are customer reviews to consumers? And how to deal with negative reviews. And I've drawn my information from a content source called esatisfaction.com, who pretty much sum things up quite well. So in summary, reasons why customer reviews are important. You can better understand your customers and improve customer service. Analyzing reviews left by your customers help your company understand overall customer satisfaction, as they can provide your business with feedback regarding what your customers truly want. Credibility and social proof. No doubt, we are social creatures since the moment we came to this world, and we are interested in knowing what others say before we make our buying decisions. Mm. Fight with experience to save margins. Reviews enable new businesses to stand shoulder to shoulder with more established competition and potentially gain a positive niche in people's estimation and expectations. Allow consumers to have a voice and create customer loyalty. Consumers that take the time to leave an online review for your business are far more likely to feel a certain loyalty to you, and they keep coming back. Customer reviews also improve rankings. Reviews appear to be the most prominent ranking factor in local search. It helps businesses rank well, even if they have low quality link profiles. Consumers are doing your marketing for you. In a nutshell, they are like micro marketing campaigns that keep working long after the online review has been posted, providing thus a constant positive image to potential customers and creating a continual brand awareness that benefits the business for both the short and the long term. Reviews generate more reviews. When a business has already received online reviews, it encourages other visitors to leave their own feedback. So, how important are customer reviews to consumers? Have you ever wondered how important this is? As it turns out, they are very important, and they also support consumers' buying decisions. 90% of consumers read online reviews before visiting a business. That is so true, because I know we pretty much all are all stalking each other, you know, business or business person. 80% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. And of course, we had the personal before the digital era, and now we have online reviews, which is exactly the same as that. We need it for authenticity. When shopping online, it is not possible to physically see, touch, and feel a certain product. Knowing the experience of other shoppers becomes of utmost importance. We need to know that we're spending our money correctly. No one wants to waste money. Access to reviews makes it much easier to judge the quality and authenticity of the product or service on offer. It also helps in making quick purchase decisions. These days, there's so much clutter in the market that deciding on buying anything can take a considerable amount of time and effort. The way to reduce this time and effort is through knowing what other consumers are buying. And all of this, online shopping is probably one of the biggest game changers. Therefore, the need to have online customer reviews is rising, and it is of great importance for every business that wants to succeed in today's competitive market. And as a business owner, I must say this is a big one. It had taken me a really long time, and I still feel it some days, is when you get a negative review.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes. So someone actually, I think it was some top marketing guru, said something like, if you're not getting negative reviews, you're not selling enough. So that was something that's stuck in my mind, because I avoided reviews or review platforms because of the odd one that comes through that's quite sour. So I think the secret is not to take it personally.
Yep, definitely.
And that, I mean, that's everything, you know, dating, business, sales, whatever it is. We just have to get a thicker skin and not take it personally, and to learn from every single review that is negative more than the ones that are positive. You want to be seeing, is there a process that needs to change? Is there a product quality issue that needs to improve? Is there a customer service issue? And so on. So here are some tips on how to deal with negative reviews. Respond promptly and don't get into an argument. And I believe this to be true on weekends, public holidays, and whenever I'm, you know, away from my desk. I'm looking for, if there was a negative review, you sort that out immediately. Because the longer you wait, people go and start. And then they go to Facebook and they go here and they go there, and then it just gets out of control. So respond promptly. Don't get into an argument. Be real and admit your mistakes. If you've dropped a ball, then just put it out there. Correct inaccuracies, but be really professional and diplomatic about it. Write like a person, not a corporation. Empathize with the customer. Take it offline if you can. Offer to make things right. Be consistent. Follow up to check if the issue has been resolved and whether the customer is now happy. Doing business in the digital world ideally leads to digital engagement. You shouldn't be afraid of online reviews, because they mean you have connected to a consumer. Therefore, each review, positive or negative, provides an opportunity, a chance to pat your team on the back for a job well done, or to refine your strategies.
Yeah, look, the negative review, Rory just says, yeah, Dolly Parton says there's no such thing as bad publicity.
True. It's publicity.
It's publicity. Good or bad, it's publicity. But the negative review is, it's easy to deal with the positive review. That's you know, can cope with that. And very often we're tempted to take that kind of, oh, well, I've done a great job kind of thing. But I think we need to approach both of them with that sort of standoff personal thing. So
yes,
it's not personal. So a negative review, as much as you say, shouldn't be taken personally. It needs to be taken seriously.
Yes.
Very seriously.
Yes. Not defensively.
Yes.
Which is always the first reaction if you do take it personally. Mm. Then we get defensive.
Yeah. And a good review, a positive review, is something that, although you don't take it personally, should never be taken for granted.
Absolutely.
And so there's as much work to do on a positive review as there is on a negative one, because it's also important, if somebody's taken the time and trouble to say, hey, I enjoyed the experience at your restaurant, or I enjoyed...
Acknowledge them.
Acknowledge them and thank them, because that leads to word of mouth.
Yes.
Which is, you know what, I sent these guys, and they actually came back and thanked me. That is very, very important.
People want a voice.
Mm.
They really, really do.
But they want the voice, but they also want to know that their voice is heard.
Yes.
And for both positive and negative.
I think the challenge with negative reviews is some people have developed a habit of screaming and shouting to get what they want.
Yeah.
So it is a delicate dance between what is a genuine reason for complaining, what could maybe be a misunderstanding that you can clear up, and one has to be very careful of online bullying because that also works two ways. Consumers can resort to online bullying to get refunds and freebies.
Yeah.
And I think you need an experienced person in the business to be looking at those realistically and fairly and not giving the whole business away just to keep everybody happy.
Correct. Because, you know, there's that old saying that says the customer's always right. That's not necessarily true. And if you are going to, sometimes you've got to draw on both the positive and the negative. On the positive, you sometimes look at a review and think, well, that's just blowing smoke.
Yes.
And you can't take it much further than that. As nice as it may sound, it's still, it's really not coming from the heart, generally. And it's like a blowing smoke thing. And a negative review, at some point, you've got to look at this and say, well, you just can't fix stupid. And move on from there. But the genuine gripe and the genuine compliment, those two need to be acknowledged and responded to properly.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking of another thing. You know, a business reputation takes years and years and years to grow. And you can lose it in one night.
You can. You can. If things are handled badly. Your advice to take it offline as quickly as possible is good advice. Your advice to address it as soon as possible, because if somebody sends like a Facebook post and it's a bad review and you deal with it there, you're going to keep it off of Instagram, off of Twitter, off of all the other Hello Peters and all that kind of stuff, because you've dealt with it. It's when you leave it to fester a bit that people say, well, they weren't listening to Facebook, so you know what, I'm going to go Hello Peter.
Yes.
I'm going to do something, or I'm going to do... And you need to deal with it very, very, very quickly.
Yes, and I also think that when you take things personally and you get defensive and you're dealing with a complaint, it can also waste so much time. Sometimes I look at the situation and I'm like, actually, I just want to get this person out of my hair. Mm. I know that I am right and they are wrong, but they have come across as far too toxic for me to even make this better.
Yeah.
So at times I'll calculate how many hours this is consuming of mine in a day.
Yeah.
And I'll go, I'm going to give them a full refund to just get them out of my hair. So I can continue chasing sales that I'm missing now.
Yeah, because you're dealing with somebody that may be irrational.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. But if you don't, that same irrational person is going to be irrational elsewhere and try and drag the name of your business or your organization through the mud. And that can get rather ugly over time.
Don't you also think, Richard, that the longer social media is around and the more educated we are all becoming on the correct etiquette of using social media, I think that when I'm reading through social media, it appears more difficult for people to be bullying other companies online. Is it just me? Or have you ever sensed that when you're reading comments or threads that people are you know, frowning upon that sort of behavior online?
I think that very often people do come up and they say, well, have you considered this?
Yes. Did you speak to the manager on the day? Yeah. Why are you complaining about it a week later?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
You know what I mean?
I think that I'm seeing a lot of that. I am seeing that, there is, with anything, whether it is positive or negative, there's always two sides to the story.
Yes.
And you need to make sure that both sides are presented, and then let people make up their minds. Because your job is not really to convince the person who's lodging the complaint, unless it's something valid, like you say, you dropped the ball. In which case, you want people to know that you picked the ball up and, you know, and fixed things. But you also want people to know that you heard the person lodging the complaint, and that you have responded to it, and you have now given both the other side of the story, and then people looking at that will then make up their own minds. I often find myself looking at Hello Peter reviews and thinking, you know what, I'm only seeing the gripe here. So I don't know what the
company... You know why? Because with Hello Peter... As a business, to respond to the consumer's gripe, you then have to go and buy a subscription.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay.
When Hello Peter came out in the beginning, it was very popular, but I've noticed that businesses are no longer paying for that subscription to respond to those gripes. So it's just pages and pages and pages of griping.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that that was the case. Because I've seen a whole lot of them. And the reason I picked them up is because we've got on our website, we've got all of our clients on logos on our website and links to their platform. So when I'm looking for the logo, I just type in the company name. And very often a Hello Peter comment comes up and I look at that, yeah, and I think to myself, but there's nothing here. There's no, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Not all the time, just every so often. It happened to me twice today. And I think, well, why didn't they respond to that? Now I realize that, again, other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Other side of the story. And it's important that both sides of the story are. Do you use Google Play much?
No.
The Play Store. Okay. Because you're probably one of these fancy iPhone people, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not. Actually, you must see my phone. It's awful. I hate my phone.
Do you hate your phone?
It's a piece of trash. It is totally a piece of trash. It is just so awful. It's not like my handbags.
Now, your handbags are like, I mean, there's like.
Not my phone.
Whoa. But okay. So if you go on to Google Play, for argument's sake, and anybody listening right now can do this, you can grab your phone, go on to Google Play, and just any app, just look at any app, their reviews. And very often I find myself looking at those reviews and taking them quite seriously.
Yes.
So if somebody has put on a review there that they're giving this thing one star because it's, you know, too much advert, I don't even go past further than that. I go to the next app. So if I'm looking for argument, like a to-do list, for argument's sake, if I want to put a to-do list on my phone, I will look at go into the app store, type in their to-do list, all the to-do lists that people have invented on in the world of whatever it is. And I will look at those reviews. And the ones that are positive, I will then look at that app and see if it'll work, download it, experiment with it. But the ones that have got negative comments, I don't even look at them.
Because you don't want the headache.
Correct. But I'm trusting the review.
Yes.
I'm trusting the review. Here's the problem. The problem is I'm trusting the review and the developer hasn't responded to the review. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, is this valid?
Or maybe there's a later release that cleared up all of those initial bugs and glitches.
Yeah. So I think the review is important, but the response is so important.
It is. And I think in terms of practical tips, I would mention that reviews should form part of your content strategy, your content plan. Every Tuesday we post a review and that will obviously be displayed as a creative. We also make a point of displaying our customers enjoying the experiences that we sell. But if you're selling products, see how you can get your customers to be selling your products. There's an incredible shop I follow on Instagram called Shop SA1. And every single post is a woman, just a normal everyday lady, wearing the garment that she bought.
Mm.
And they have like 40,000 followers, if not more. I mean, the customers are selling the garments.
And modeling them.
Exactly. Yeah. All shapes, all sizes, all ages, and people want real.
Mm.
So if you do it correctly, you can get your customers who are happy with your products and services to do all the selling for you. And I think it's important as well not to get your friends to be leaving you reviews because we can sense it. People can definitely sense it.
Mm.
And to have an independent review platform such as Trustpilot, Ecomy, and there's a few others, but more importantly, Google, Google, Google.
Mm.
And if that's set up and linked to your Google My Business, when you are placing your ads, our star rating actually appears with our paid for ads.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at all the ads at the top of the page, guess which one you're going to click on? The one where you see the annual reviews collected and this is their rating because it's all hooked up and linked into Google.
Yeah. I think that this issue of customers reviewing and people wanting customer reviews it's vital. It's something that's often overlooked, and the negative ones, I think, are the ones that that present opportunities within reason. Of course, I mean, if you are dealing with Mr. or Mrs. Brain Dead and you can't fix stupid, but that's going to be a small percentage of negative reviews.
Yes.
In the main, most negative reviews are going to be because there was a genuine issue.
Yes.
And that presents an opportunity to turn it around into a positive, which now was negative in the beginning, now becomes, hang on, you know what, I complained about this, and this was a response I got, or somebody has seen your response, and that person has then taken that further and said, you know what, good on them. They, you know, I wasn't happy. They have now made me happy.
Yes, and I think you can also secure loyal customers. Like we've had some situations, the last 2 years with the pandemic and all the issues that we've had with operators maybe liquidating or experiences, being discontinued. It has really been quite a challenging 18 months of refunds and rescheduling and managing expectations. But I know what I've done on a few occasions when our cash flow would allow it was to comp the complainant with, let's say, 2 free tickets in the Wine Valley tuk-tuk or something like that.
Mm.
You know, something that's not too expensive for the company to absorb, but it's just a nice sweetener.
Mm.
And I know for a fact those customers will keep coming back and they will remember, and then everyone acts, I think, a whole lot more mature as well when you can see that the company is going to help you and they're also going to sweeten what really went sour. Mm. And then everything calms down and they have a complimentary little something to enjoy that's affordable as well.
Yeah, and the benefit of that far outweighs the cost of it in so many ways.
Yes.
So before we wrap up, what are the main takeaways here, Odette?
The main takeaways as a business owner should be to be obsessed with reviews.
Mm.
Like it is so important. If you are not actively collecting reviews, start tomorrow. I mean, we actually go out. It's part of our weekly process to request reviews from our customers every single Monday. So you need to look at your process and find out how to get the reviews from your clients, but it's mandatory. And also the investment in having a videographer, a professional videographer, taking, let's say, 5 to 10 customer reviews, genuine, real customer reviews that you would embed into your site on the homepage.
Very cool indeed. Very cool idea. Not something I would have thought of, but that is good.
Yeah, no, it's really important.
Yeah, and make them real. Odette, as always, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now, how do people get hold of you?
People are welcome to contact me about all things digital, e-commerce, digital marketing, and online advertising. And I'm just going to leave my cell number where you can contact me on WhatsApp, 0848-119163.
There we go. That's how you get hold of her. She also has a company called Buy Online, which is a ready-made online store that is populated with everything that you need.
Yes.
And that doesn't cost too much. We're going to tell you about that in a second. That is also something worth talking about. But folks, if you want to get your business
online
and you want to be active online, then this lady is somebody you can spend time with and talk to. And it's worth paying her for her expertise in terms of what it is that she can bring to your business from a social media point of view, from a review point of view. It's not just social media. It's not just social media. It's the online presence.
Yes.
And how that works. Because social media is just, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all those kind of things. But Google My Business and things like that, and Google SOE and all of that type of stuff.
Just having your shop working correctly.
Yeah, that is not necessarily social media. It is online presence, though.
Yes.
And online presence, social media is a subset, basically, of online presence, and get that right. So if you want to get going in that direction, speak to Odette. And Andrew, I'm glad. Andrew said he wants to know what your number is. And now he says he's got it. So there we go. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
All good. And give her a call. She certainly knows what she's talking about. So we see you again in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, Richard.
Okay, go.
I will miss you until then.
Will you?
Yeah, you're like my friend.
You need to get a life then.
I have a life.
If I'm the one you're missing.
You're my friend.
Am I your friend? Okay. Oh, you're my friend too. You're my friend too.
Thanks, Richard.
All right, Odette, take care. She'll be back again in 2 weeks' time. And I promised you some information about buy online. Well, here it is.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co. Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.